Many young Christian women have not bought into the feminist movement that the Western society seems to have so readily adopted. These young ladies still want to pursue marriage and motherhood. We'll talk about preparing for marriage in a college environment on the next Family Matters. Stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received this great question from a listener who asks, how do I, as a student, prepare myself to be a godly wife and mother? I'm a single woman in my mid-20s pursuing a degree in literature at university. While I enjoy my studies and view them as important in preparing me for a future career in teaching, there's another sense in which I regard all of this as Plan B. My real desire, the most earnest prayer of my heart, is that the Lord will give me a godly Christian husband someday. Meanwhile, I'm spending most of my time in an environment that's filled with feminist ideas and far from helpful to my long-range family-oriented goals. How can I resist these feminist messages, and how do I prepare to be a wife and mother while at the same time preparing for a possible teaching career? As you may be aware, Western culture is drawing further and further away from its Christian roots. In the process, a growing number of secular occupations are re-engineering themselves. They're rebuilding themselves as a foundation of assumptions and values that clash with biblical ideas. Higher education is an obvious example. It's unfortunate, but it doesn't necessarily imply that believers have to opt out of these professions. On the contrary, we see this situation as a two-sided coin. It's both a problem and an opportunity. First, the problem. If you're going to teach literature, you're going to have to stay on your toes because the university environment is less than conducive to faith and discipleship. You need to know exactly what you believe and why you believe it. This takes hard work, but it can also be a great motivation for staying grounded in the Word, in prayer, and in Christian fellowship. The key is to be intentional. Make up your mind that you're going to carve out as much time for spiritual disciplines as you do for your academic studies. It's difficult, but it can be done. Next, the opportunity. In the middle of the situation, recognize that God has uniquely positioned you to shine as a light in a darkening world. Learn to make the best use of this contrast. The stars don't come out until the sun goes down. Truth stands out most starkly against a background of error and falsehood. It takes courage to be different, but the fact that you are different can be your greatest asset. There will probably be many occasions where you'll find yourself swimming upstream. If you order your attitude accordingly, you'll be better equipped to stand firm against adversity. But what about your central question? How can you do all of this and still find time to prepare yourself for marriage and motherhood? From our perspective, the answer depends on the sort of preparation you have in mind. The most efficient moms aren't necessarily those who've been through several courses on breastfeeding and nappy changing. The best wives aren't necessarily the ones who've mastered the arts of cooking, cleaning, and home economics. Marriage and family are basically about relationships. And the strongest relationships are forged between individuals who know who they are and why they are here. Such people understand what it means to be a person made in the image of the Creator. They also have a strong idea of what they're supposed to be doing in service to Him and to others. When two such individuals come together and learn to love one another with a selfless love, they have the potential to create a truly great marriage. Why are we telling you this? Because we think you can best prepare to be a good wife and mother by becoming the Christian woman God wants you to be. As you walk in the Spirit and allow the fruit of the Spirit to grow and ripen within you, you'll be conformed more and more into the image of God's Son. There's no better preparation for family life than that. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.